Now, after the failed military coup in Turkey took place in mid-July, President Erdogan accused the US of siding with and sheltering the plotters responsible for the attempted overthrow. Washington denies any involvement, but a Turkish military official wanted by his government for questioning has been spotted in the US. Our Washington correspondent Gayane Çiçekan reports.
Ankara has persistently accused Washington of siding with the alleged plotters of the failed coup, something Washington denies. A Turkish prosecutor now wants Turkish Navy Rear Admiral Mustafa Gurulu on allegations of espionage. Ankara says it asked Washington for information on the admiral's whereabouts and is still waiting for a response. Turkish officials say they haven't heard from him since July 22nd. But NATO has. An article on NATO's website showed that on July 26th and 27th, Ogurlu participated in a meeting in Norfolk, Virginia, to discuss the future of NATO's communications, strategy, logistics, and industrial capabilities, according to the article. And here he is on the picture. And a strange thing happened on Friday. Hours after the Turkish admiral appeared in headlines, the NATO website deleted his photo from the article about the meeting. Michael Malouf, former Pentagon official, with me now. A Turkish admiral is wanted in Turkey. He fails to report to Turkish officials, then goes to a NATO meeting in Virginia. What does this tell you?
He's probably going to request asylum because of what's happened in Turkey. And given his expertise, his knowledge, and what he knows about NATO's secrets, I think they're going to probably try to shelter him as much as possible.
When the commander of U.S. CENTCOM, General Joseph Votel, expressed concern over Erdogan's purge of the military, Erdogan accused him of siding with the coup plotters. Mm-hmm. Turkey constantly accuses the U.S. of something, and Washington tries to make it seem like it's business as usual, like nothing changed.
Well, things have changed, but yet the United States wants to put a nice gloss on it and make it look like there's nothing really wrong, even though the United States and Turkey have been at odds for quite some time now. Not only on the dynamics of fighting the war in Syria, but also the support that Turkey has given to ISIS and to other jihadi Salafist groups. But the United States wants to minimize that as much as possible.